Dabney Coleman, actor who specialized in curmudgeons, dies at 92. New York, Dabney Coleman, the mustachioed character actor who specialized in smarmy villains like the chauvinist boss in 9 to 5 and the nasty TV director in Tootsie, has died. He was 92. Mr. Coleman died Thursday, May 16, at his home in Santa Monica, his daughter, Quincy Coleman, said in a statement to the Associated Press. She said he took his last earthly breath peacefully and exquisitely. The great Dabney Coleman literally created, or defined, really, in a uniquely singular way, an archetype as a character actor. He was so good at what he did it's hard to imagine movies and television of the last 40 years without him, Ben Stiller wrote on X. For two decades Mr. Coleman labored in movies and TV shows as a talented but largely unnoticed performer. That changed abruptly in 1976 when he was cast as the incorrigibly corrupt mayor of the hamlet of Fernwood in Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, a satirical soap opera that was so over the top no network would touch it. Producer Norman Lear finally managed to syndicate the show, which starred Louise Lasser in the title role. It quickly became a cult favorite. Mr. Coleman's character, Mayor Merle Jeter, was especially popular and his masterful, comic deadpan delivery did not go overlooked by film and network executives. A six-footer with an ample black mustache, Mr. Coleman went on to make his mark in numerous popular films, including as a stressed-out computer scientist in War Games, Tom Hanks' father in You've Got Mail, and a firefighting official in The Towering Inferno. He won a Golden Globe for The Slap Maxwell Story and an Emmy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Peter Levin's 1987 small-screen legal drama Sworn to Silence. Some of his recent credits include Ray Donovan and a recurring role on Boardwalk Empire, for which he won two Screen Actors Guild Awards. In the groundbreaking 1980 hit 9 to 5, he was the sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot boss who tormented his unappreciated female underlings, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton, until they turned the tables on him. Opposite Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie, he was the obnoxious director of a daytime soap opera that Mr. Hoffman's character joins by pretending to be a woman. Among Mr. Coleman's other films were North Dallas 40, Cloak and Dagger, Dragnet, Meet the Applegates, Inspector Gadget and Stuart Little. He reunited with Mr. Hoffman as a land developer in Brad Silberling's Moonlight Mile with Jake Gyllenhaal. Mr. Coleman's obnoxious characters didn't translate quite as well on television, where he starred in a handful of network comedies. Although some became cult favorites, only one lasted longer than two seasons. Buffalo Bill was a good example. It starred Mr. Coleman as Buffalo Bill Bittinger, the smarmy, arrogant, dim-witted daytime talk show host who, unhappy at being relegated to the small-time market of Buffalo, New York, takes it out on everyone around him. Although smartly written and featuring a fine ensemble cast, it lasted only two seasons. Another was 1987's The Slap Maxwell Story, in which Mr. Coleman was a failed small-town sports writer trying to save a faltering marriage while wooing a beautiful young reporter on the side. Other failed attempts to find a mass TV audience included Apple Pie, Drexel's Class, and Madman of the People, another newspaper show in which he clashed this time with his younger boss, who was also his daughter. He fared better in a co-starring role in The Guardian, which had him playing the father of a crooked lawyer. And he enjoyed the voice role as Principal Prickly on the Disney animated series Recess from 1997 to 2003. Underneath all that bravura was a reserved man. Mr. Coleman insisted he was really quite shy. "I've been shy all my life. Maybe it stems from being the last of four children, all of them very handsome, including a brother who was Tyrone Power handsome. Maybe it's because my father died when I was four," he told the Associated Press in 1984. "I was extremely small, just a little guy who was there, the kid who created no trouble. I was attracted to fantasy, and I created games for myself." As he aged, he also began to put his mark on pompous authority figures, notably in 1998's My Date with the President's Daughter, in which he was not only an egotistical, self-absorbed president of the United States, but also a clueless father to a teenager girl. Dabney Coleman, his real name, was born in 1932 in Austin, Texas after 2 years at the Virginia Military Academy, 2 at the University of Texas and 2 in the Army. He was a 26-year-old law student when he met another Austin native, Zachary Scott, who starred in Mildred Pierce and other films. He was the most dynamic person I've ever met. He convinced me I should become an actor, and I literally left the next day to study in New York. He didn't think that was too wise, but I made my decision, Mr. Coleman told the AP in 1984. Early credits included such TV shows as Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare, The Outer Limits, Bonanza, The Mod Squad, and the film The Towering Inferno. He appeared on Broadway in 1961 in A Call on Cuprin. He played Kevin Costner's father on Yellowstone. Twice divorced, Mr. Coleman is survived by 4 children, Megan, Kelly, Randy, and Quincy, and the grandchildren Hale and Gabe Torrance, Louis Freundel, and Kai and Coleman being Keniello. My father crafted his time here on earth with a curious mind, a generous heart, and a soul on fire with passion, desire, and humor that tickled the funny bone of humanity, Quincy Coleman wrote in his honor.